It's a day in the life with your man, Big Tex. Who do you want to protect your financial blind side? We are live on the Financial Defender Show, and I'm Big Tex, the big fella, and we're going to bring it to you raw and uncut. Man, I've been doing some research for all you Americans out there, and something is just troubling me. Did you know the average person, when they get to retire with their 401k, has less than 200k in the bank? And what I mean by that is, when it comes time to retire, $200,000 is not going to get you over the hill. So now you have to start not planning your second act, not your third act, not your fourth act, but your fifth act. You should be at the time of your life to where you're retiring, you're relaxing, you're sipping Mai Tais, but you're not. Because now you have to worry about, do we have enough money medication? Do we have enough money long-term care? Do we have enough money living expenses? Do I need to get another job? This is a problem, but I have a solution. I have a solution. Now, if you truly know that you are not on pace to retire, and do you even know how to calculate what you need at retirement, because you have to also input inflation, go to my website, contact the Financial Blindsider, because I'm going to educate you and teach you on what the 1%ers do, which allows them to retire, travel with their families, sip Mai Tais, and don't have to worry about getting a second job. I don't want you, America, to have to get a second job. So if no one else is going to stand up, guess what? The Financial Blindsider will. Get off your butts. Go to your laptops. Go to your computers. Go to the library. Go to my website. Put in your name. Put in your number. Put in your email address. Get your information to me. I'm even going to get you a book that's going to help you mentally to change your thought process. Because that's what it comes down to, is the mindset. But we have to get out of this crunch. It taking you 20, 30, 40 years to have just only 200K put away for retirement. When I show you how to overcome this, you better pay it forward to your children and your grandchildren, because it's a day in a life. Who do you want to protect your financial blind side? This is what we do. Yeah, we getting a little sleep, a little snow. We got the mountains covered all over here, man. It's great. I love it. This is shorts weather for me. But you know what was most important? Most important is making sure your financial blind side is protected. You guys have a great day. Don't forget, go to the website, send me your information. Let's get this book out to you. Let's change your focus, your mindset. And I'm going to show you what the 1%ers do, because 1%ers, they don't go and say, hey, can I get a match up to 6%? I'll show you what they do. But you have to be wanting to want it. So go to my site, put in your name, put in your number, put in your email address, get the information over to me. Financial Blindsider or one of the teammates are going to contact you. We're going to sit down, do a cost analysis, do a free financial needs analysis, which normally charges $500 to $2,000. Plus some companies, they'll even charge you monthly. You know what that tells me? The companies that do that are not that great. When you great at what you do, you ain't got a charge to walk through the door, baby. You ain't got a charge to walk through the door. We good enough. I'm staking my claim to say you're going to be well educated enough to be able to know when I'm done with you, you're going to know how to do what it is I do, and you're going to want to become a client. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers, tell church members, because this is what we do, baby. This is what we do. We protect people's financial blind side. Day in the life with your man, Big Tex. Who do you want to protect your financial blind side? America, life is being so great, and I'm gonna make sure that it rubs off on you. I don't care what it is that you are doing right now. Stop, and I want you to just stop for a second. Take 5 minutes and think about, what or why are you doing what you do? If you work at an employer, why are you there? If you own your own business, why are you there? Are you trying to grow an empire? Why are you there, or what are you doing it for? Before you make any type of moves,
You have to now make it up in your mind that I am going to excel at everything that I do. I don't care if it's taking out the trash, excel at it. Getting some water, excel at it. Because you're going to develop some great habits that's going to be passed down to your coworkers, your employees, or whomever it is that you come in contact with. Man, once I made up in my mind that, hey, I will, I am great, greatness start happening. I mean, I can't even turn it off. I'm trying to. I take that back, I'm not. But once you make it up in your mind and then you discover or you ask yourself, why am I doing this? So there's going to be days where times get tough and that wall seems 15 feet high. Just stop. Take about 1 minute, 2 minutes. Why am I doing this? I'm doing this for my children. I'm doing this for my wife. Doing this for my family. I want to retire my family. Guess what? Boom, that's the energy that you need. Not a rock star, not some tea from across the pond. That's what you need. That why is your energy. So make up your mind. Ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? And is this the right place? And then here's another thing. Your passion is your gift that needs to be shared with the world. It is not for you to hold on to it. Now, that's selfish. You need to share that gift. Spread it. Spread it. Because once you spread your gift, guess what else? There's going to be people that's going to come out the closet, so to speak, and they're going to spread their gift. Man, I'm telling you, things are going great. Man, I can't even contain myself. It's going great. I'm telling you. Anything that I want to do, I can do it. And yes, it is true. I heard somebody say financial freedom is just like, oh, man, once you get to the point, and remember, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you save. I know a lot of people that make $50,000 and $60,000 a year that have $50,000 to $100,000 in the bank. And I know people that make $1 million a year that has $2,000 in the bank. So it's not how much money you make, it's how much you save. And if you do the right things, you ask the professionals, ask the right questions. But now's the time. Life, you get one life. So you got to excel at it at all times. Excel at sleeping. Excel at taking a shower. Don't do no hand shower. Get your towel and all that. Excel at everything. You got to excel. Because when you excel, it becomes contagious. And when it comes contagious, the people around you, they will walk through hell and fire and brimstone for you. And guess what? And when they come out on the other end, you reward them for doing it. That's what happens when you join my team. So what team are you building? What type of man you want to be? What type of woman you want to be? Think about it. But always remember, when times get tough, and they will, I've been through it, you got to sit back, decompress, think, why am I doing this? And once you figured out that one point, because look, you've already made it up in your mind. Now, why am I doing what I do? I want to retire at a certain age. Whatever the case, I don't care. Then it's going to allow you to get through those tough times. Day in the life with your man, Big Tex. Who do you want to protect your financial blind side? America, the financial blind side is back. And it's a beautiful day here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Man, I'm going to ask you 6 questions about the 6 steps of financial independence. And if you cannot answer correctly, or if you're not tracking at least 3 out of 6, really 4 out of 6, you need to contact the financial blindsider or contact your local advisor. Who cares? But hey, 702-882-2103 or financialblindside.com. You can always get in contact with me. Let's go. 6 steps to financial independence. And I want you to really think about this before you answer these questions. Step number 1, increase cash flow. Husbands, wives, daughters, sons. You can't just have one income coming into the household. The wealthy has multiple, 6, 7, 8. Well, we know you can't start there just yet, but if you and the wife has income coming in, work on creating a third income. It could be, hey, honey, we eat out 4 times a month, and it's costing us $1,000, so let's only do it twice a month, so we're saving $500. Did you know that's increasing your monthly cash flow by $500 a month? $6,000 a year. Another income. Drip, drip,
drip. Number two, college planning, very important. If your children are under the age of 16, you have to have college planning. It is very important. We do not want our children to come out of college with all this student loan debt, and now they can't purchase a mortgage or do any other investments because they have $300, $400, $500 payments in regards to student loans, Navient. It's crazy. It's getting outrageous, the student loan debt. So be a proactive parent. Contact someone. Do your research. Remember, knowledge is not just power. You have to implement it. And remember, the implementation wins the wars, baby. The implementation does. So most definitely, get your children. $50 a month, man. You can do a real nice college plan for your children. Number three, emergency fund. Extremely, extremely important. If your expenses are $2,000 a month, getting your hair did, nails did, rent, mortgage, car note, whatever the case may be, you need to have at least $6,000 or $12,000 put away in some type of savings account, and it want to be an interest-bearing account that you're earning a little bit of money in the event one of you, the breadwinner, or someone loses their job or decide to go off on their own, you can still pay your bills and nothing gets rattled. No one gets derailed. Everybody's in the same. And if you can't find no position in the next 6 months, 3 to 6 months, then there's something wrong. You should be creating your own business anyway. Number four, proper protection. If you are a homeowner out there, you have a loving wife or a loving husband, you have children that you want to protect, come on, baby. Who do you want to protect your financial blind side? Look, will, trust, estate planning. Over 60% of Americans do not have a proper protection. So what that means is, breadwinner passes away, you have a house, he has $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in retirement, a little bit of cash, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But guess what? Now you got to leave it up to the judge to make the decision. What happens if he makes a decision in a year, 18 months? I've seen it. And I'm talking about family, seen it. What happens if he makes that decision? Now you're still paying property taxes, mortgages on all these things, these assets that's been accumulated by the breadwinner or the person that's passed away. Because you didn't have the proper protection, it could have been paid off. Number three, we have to strive to build that wealth. Now, money is not everything. Remember, the goal is to create financial independence. You want to be free. You don't want to have to wake up and be like, hey, man, oh, babe, the light bill is due. Oh, babe, the water bill is due. The cable bill is due. Or,
mommy, daddy, I want to go on a vacation.
Well, baby, little Junior, we can't do it. It's going to take about 2 years because daddy ain't got enough vacation time. Or daddy only got $200 in retirement or savings account. Come on. That's what it's about, man. Build that baby up. Get into the habit of paying yourself. Pay yourself. You got to take care of yourself first. You take care of everybody else. And look, number six. Now you got to preserve. You contact the financial blindsider. Hey, Big Tex, how do I preserve it? We're going to put it somewhere where it's all nice, snuggly, and then we're going to lock it in, and we're going to let it build up, build up, build up, build up, build up. Market takes a dive. You don't care because it doesn't affect you. And then guess what? You take off a little drip. Every month you take a little drip. Hey, babe, don't worry about it. We got a guaranteed drip drop coming every month until the age of 121. It's just coming in. So the six steps to financial independence, which ones have you conquered? Which ones are you working towards? Are you being proactive? Which ones do you need help? Contact the Financial Blindsider, 702-882. 2103. Go to the website, financialblindside.com. We keep it simple, or you know how it is. It's a day in the life with your man, Big Tex. Who do you want to protect your financial blindside? It's a beautiful morning.
We're always interested in what you have to say about our live broadcasts.
Please share your comments on our Facebook page or websites.